Back to the show, One Bills Live. John Murphy, Steve Tasker, and a special guest in studio with us, undrafted rookie free agent offensive lineman from Arizona, Gerhard DeBeer, in studio with us. Before I go any further, I understand that you have a way that you want people to pronounce your name. Can you give us that, please?
Yeah, usually I just go by my last name. It's very difficult to pronounce, but it said Gerhard.
Whoa! What? It is difficult.
Exactly. So I actually introduce myself as DeBeer when I go around. So
say it again.
Gerhard.
Gerhard. So Gerhard is...
Oh, that's actually really good.
Gerhard. I thought I would just...
Wow. I'm really impressed.
Right. I can imitate just about anything. Yeah.
Right? Gerhard. I'm going to get away from Gerhard.
I don't think I remember it, though. Yeah.
Right? Don't say Gerhard.
Yeah. DeBeer. Not my favorite name.
So can you say it once more?
Gerhard.
Because, you know, I do the play-by-play. It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gerhard.
Don't worry. I ain't going to score any touchdowns.
You never know.
Don't speak up.
Kyle Williams scored a touchdown last year.
Oh, yeah, but he's a defensive tackle, so he gets the opportunity to more than
he
I
got
would.
The ball. He carried
it.
Yeah, he
does
an
offensive
line.
Back. They'll line you up anywhere, believe me. Trust him. Yeah. They might put you – you're as tall as a tree, so they may just put you at tight end, have you stand up. And.
Hey, man. It works for Rob Gronkowski, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you were – you're a track and field guy, went to Arizona.
Yeah.
And how did it happen that you said, you know what, did they come to you and they say, look at that tall guy, I want him on my team?
No, actually, I knew I was going to play football before I came to Arizona.
Oh, you,
yeah,
did
so,
you lie to them and tell them you were going to play do track and field?
No, not at all. Actually, I told the track coach, you know, I'll come to the U of A if you allow me to walk onto the football team.
Oh.
Back then, I didn't know what a walk-on
and they
was.
Were cool.
I said, can I play football? And so he said, yeah. So he went over, talked to the coaches, and they said, yeah, we'll let you walk on for football, and then you'll be on a track and field scholarship. And my goal with that was actually to get a football scholarship and compete for track for free so they can free up my scholarship because, as you know, there's scholarship limitations. So in that way, I can compete for track for free while also giving them the opportunity to free up that scholarship. And that way, I can also play football.
You grew up in South Africa, Pretoria.
Yes, sir.
How much did you know about NFL football? How much did you watch? Why was that a goal of yours to come
over? I mean,
here?
So I played a little bit of Madden.
Okay.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that was my experience.
You're eminently qualified.
Yeah, and I also played a little bit of NFL Street 3, I think it was. But anyway, so my experience was literally through video games. But my interest in the game sparkled when I heard a story about Marcus Hunt. And he's a defensive end. He went to SMU. And SMU actually wanted to recruit me solely for football as well because he came from Estonia on a track and field scholarship. Right. And then, I mean, this guy's a freak athlete, you know. He was weighing 270. He ran a 4.62 at the combine.
Right.
Drafted in the second round to the Bengals. But anyway, so I was watching him and his story. It was real inspiring to me just watching all this. So that was the first thing because I had heard of him. And the second thing was when I was getting recruited, the track and field coach of Nebraska showed me a bird's eye view of the campus, and I saw how ginormous that stadium was. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And so, do we compete there for track and field? She said, no, that's only for football. They've been sold out for this many games. And I was like, wow, that's cool. Can I play?
Yeah.
And she said, nope. So, and that's when I started searching for that. And SMU wanted to recruit me solely for football, but they didn't have a men's track and field program. So, but all in all, I think it worked out for the best going to Arizona.
So talk a little bit about your early days here in Buffalo. How's it been going for you? And I noticed this, and Murph and I were talking, you're wearing number 67, who's
yeah.
Former teammate of mine, a beloved player on the team. It's a great number to wear. I hope you wear it well. But tell us about your early experiences here.
No, it's been
going?
Great. You know, I got some wings at a Bill's Bar. Bar Bill's.
The Bar Bill.
Bar Bill.
Yeah, I live 2 minutes from there. Yeah.
Oh, man, you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. They
got some great wings over there. And the weather has been fantastic. See, I love rain. And
so you're loving the rain.
Yeah. I mean, I came out of Tucson. There's no rain there, you know. Right. I mean, all you see is a green cactus and dirt. So for me, this is really cool to see some green. So so I love the rain. I love the weather and the environment. And then, I mean, just the environment around the building has been super, super inspiring because just the way that they do things, you know. A lot of people said there's all these rumors around NFL strength and conditioning programs. They're not as tough as they are in college and that kind of thing. And I know we had it really tough where we were because we went faster than anybody, and we were no-huddle spread offense, number 3 rushing in the nation last year.
Right.
Yeah, so for us, I mean, I was in the best shape of my life playing there. But when we got here, I was like, okay, it ain't no different. We still work really hard here, and it's 110% every day. And that's the thing I love the most because at nature, that's what I am. Because when I was 12 years old, I actually dragged my dad to the gym and said, come on, these guys are kicking my butt. I need to go get better so I can kick their butt in rugby.
There you go.
So
with the
How
Bills.
About it, Murph? He's already drinking the Kool-Aid.
He is. Right? Bills offensive lineman Gerhard De Beer. Did I do all right?
Yeah.
A little better. Hey, there have been two South African natives who've played in the NFL, Jerome Paython, a wide receiver, and a kicker, Gary Anderson. Were you aware of that, or did you know that?
There's a third one as well, actually, really? Nos Buta. He tried. He's one of the best rugby players to ever play in South Africa, and he's now a commentator as well on our ESPN. We call it Super Sport. So,
soccer commentator.
For rugby.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the best place kickers as well back in rugby as well. So he tried to come over here and try the system. But yeah, I know I'm aware of them.
Gary Anderson was drafted here, 1982, seventh round pick. Didn't play here though. He got released because he missed virtually every kick in that preseason.
Oh,
and went on to be a really good kicker for.
Let it go, Murph.
Huh? No, there was a strong suspicion back then, and this is how old I am, but. This is, what, 35 years ago, that Anderson deliberately had a bad camp because he didn't want to play here. He went to Pittsburgh and had a great career and then played at Minnesota, played a long time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not my advice. Don't do that for your
no.
career. Play as hard
Please
as you
don't.
Can.
No, that's not me. So, I don't know anything about that. So,
go ahead.
Well, what was it like? You're there. Did you think you might get drafted, or did you figure you'd have to wait for the call after the draft?
You know, my agent has been in the business for quite some time, and I trust him tremendously. And what he told me was, every time he says, in my professional opinion, then I know, like, this is real what he's saying. So
right.
He told me, in my professional opinion, I think you'll sign as a free agent. He said priority free agent, but regardless, you'll sign as a free agent. Now, there are some odds that you might get drafted, but he said for that to happen, a lot of offensive tackles would have to get drafted. Now, you know, with all that happening, I was fine. I was prepared to sign as a free agent. Now, the draft was still stressful, and watching all these guys that I played with and played against and that kind of thing, watching them go, it's something that you can really add to your list of things to accomplish. I mean, there's 256 people that go every year. So to be part of that is a tremendous, tremendous honor, you know. And so I would lie if I say I wasn't disappointed.
Sure.
But still, regardless, I knew I was going to get an opportunity. And for me, it's not about necessarily what you got, but what you make of it. So for me, I came as a walk-on to Arizona. I ended up starting a bunch of games there. So for me, I'm a free agent here. I'm an underdog, and I can't wait to prove everybody
wrong.
It's
like a walk-on here as
exactly.
well. You had a pretty good career there in Arizona.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Tell me, so you spent some time in Tucson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You knew two former Buffalo Bill teammates of mine, John Fina and Glenn Parker, who have not really coached you but mentored you a little bit and given you kind of the heads up about Buffalo and gave you kind of what do they tell you about?
Well,
Glenn,
actually, I spent a lot of time with over the last 5 months getting ready for the NFL. I did a ton of position work with him, and I tackle, guard, left side, right side. You know, versatility obviously is very important on the offensive line, but I spent a ton every day position work, every day, you know, and that's the way of a lineman's life. It's technique. It was the same when I was a thrower. You know, the minor adjustments make the biggest difference for you.
Right.
And so those are things that I got to keep working on, obviously. And then John Fina, right after I signed as a free agent, a few days after, he shot me a message and said, hey, here's my number. Call me anytime, text me anytime. Let me know how everything's going out there. I can tell you about all the food spots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like,
well,
that's a lineman's life. We love food. So
yeah, Fina was a restaurant guy. He knew all the spots. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us one thing. What do your critics say about Gerhard De Beer?
In terms of
What are they? What do you need to work on? What are you lacking in your game or overall skills?
One thing that really popped out was pass protection. You know, we were a very grindy run team. So the ball was on the ground a lot. We didn't throw very often unless it was obvious pass situations. Even on 3rd and 5, we might run it because we were really good at running the ball. So. The one thing that I definitely know I need to work on is my pass game, you know, getting my hands ready, taking the right set, getting to the right spot and all that, staying square with my hips, and more importantly, consistency. So, you know, there's times today at practice that I was like, okay, that's I know that was a good rep, and then there's other times where I'm like, man, my hands are too soft. I need to be more aggressive with my punch when I take a vertical set or that kind of thing, so... I know my pass game is something that I need to work on a lot.
I've read quotes from you where you say you really enjoy contact. You like knocking people down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about that attracts you? What do you like about that?
I mean, it's probably not something I can say on air, but
Go ahead.
I mean, the aggression of the sport. I mean, I love rugby the same, you know, and football is just that much more aggressive. If anybody asks me to compare football to rugby, I always say football is more physical. I mean, especially on the offensive line now, you know, as a receiver or DB, you don't hit every play. Offensive line, you hit every play. Mm-hmm. Somebody drops their head and just bull rushes straight into your chest. I mean, you need to take care of that without giving up too much ground. Or, you know, on a run play, when you straight up hit helmet to helmet with somebody, because it's what it demands. So, and I'm fine with that. And actually, I really like that. I mean, there's something about just hitting somebody that makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
You don't really get to do you don't really get to do that in rugby. Although, if you do play rugby, it says that you're probably a good enough athlete to perform at the at this level if you're a good ref, because you're a good enough athlete too. Because at rugby asks you to run, turn your hips, run out. It also asks you to push guys against their will.
And for me, I believe rugby is actually the best developmental sport out there, because it teaches you to run fast. It teaches you to run far. You got to be strong in order to play it. It teaches you to throw and catch a ball. It teaches you to attack and defend, read defenses, what lines you can run, and that kind of thing. Understanding that this guy running next to you has to be covered by a defender, because if that defender comes at you, you just throw the ball out. Right. So for me, that was one of the best developmental sports that I could have played in terms of developing your athleticism. And I know a lot of more people start hammering on play all the sports, do not try to specify too soon. Yeah, exactly, because they say jack of all trades but master of none. But if you don't have a good base of athleticism, you're going to struggle to develop your full potential.
I had a great experience playing rugby in college at Northwestern University.
So much fun.
It's a blast. It's a great sport to play for a lot of ages, and football could learn a little bit of, because of the safety. You didn't get any protection there.
You're listed at pre-draft anyway, 262 pounds. Is that right?
That's way wrong. It was the easiest thing. If you just Google my name, that's what pops up. It says I'm 6'7", 262.
What are you?
Right before the draft, I was 310, 315. Really? So Coach Castile here told me he wants me at 320. So I'm at 321 when I weighed in this morning.
Yeah, so you are where they want you to be.
Is that because of breakfast? Yeah. You're 310 to 320?
The nutritious here is tremendous.
Oh, all right.
So that's good. You probably have more work to do conditioning-wise and strength-wise, but it's not like you have to add. I'm just thinking, wow, this guy's got to add 25, 30 pounds.
No, I mean, at least if I were to be 262. But no, my strength numbers are pretty good. I'm not too worried about that. More than anything, I want to focus on developing good technique, you know, because being consistent, a guy like Joe Thomas, look at him, one of the most consistent offensive tackles that you'll ever see in your life. Incredible player. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but played 10,000 snaps in a row.
I know. I was there for some of them, and
that's amazing.
I covered him in the booth, and he was, it was amazing. I mean, he seemed to stay down on the field at one time. I was like, well, how did it never happen before?
Yeah,
because
as an offensive lineman,
a little bit of a crapshoot.
Yeah,
but he did. He stayed durable and on the field.
Yeah,
and,
man, I'd love to meet that guy one day.
And you're right. I mean, the difference between the lower levels of football in the NFL is technique.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about the guys in the group, in the offensive line room, and your coach Juan Castile.
You know, the biggest thing that they told us was find a mentor. Find somebody who you can listen to and model and that kind of thing. And it's not something that happens on the first day, on the second day. It takes a little bit of time. And we've only been integrated with the veterans for a little bit now. Yeah. So we've had two practices with them and a little bit of skill development with them. So over time, that'll come. And just watching the older guys and learning from them. And also, you know, they're very helpful in terms of asking questions. Nobody has turned me down when I ask, do we have inside or outside support on this or that kind of thing. So now the room's great. Everybody's very helpful. Everybody's good people. So I really enjoy the room.
Did I read where Rich Rodriguez was your coach at Arizona? Did he talk about you as a potential punter once?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can boot the ball pretty good.
Can you?
Yeah, now when it comes again, consistency.
Yeah.
But when I got out there, I remember it was after my first practice, and I told them, Coach, I can punt. This was the afternoon before the practice. He said, okay, after practice, we'll get you some shoes out there, and we'll see you punt. And so I just took that ball and I just blasted it 75 yards. So, So and
everybody punts in rugby. So yeah, you had some experience.
Exactly. So I mean, I just and I actually kicked to the post as well. So after you score a try. So, but I remember this very, very vividly. The special teams coordinator at the time, Charlie Regal, he had a stopwatch with me, and they timed the hang time. And I booted it 75 yards. He said, "What's that? 75 yards, 5 second hang time? Welcome to the program."
Yeah, right.
I was like, "Oh, was that good? Thanks."
Did they, when you walked on there, did they always put you on the offensive line, or did they have another position?
I started out at defensive end.
Okay.
Moved to tight end after a little bit, stayed there for about 2-3 games into the season, and then I'm not stupid. The coaches kept telling me, "Wow, you'd be a good offensive tackle. You'd be a good offensive tackle." I'm like, "All right,
move me."
Yeah,
you were perfectly willing to do it.
Though, I'm like, I've been playing this game for 2 months. Like, just tell me what to do, man. Yeah. So they moved me to offensive line, and I went up to the offensive line coach. I said, "Hey, coach, I'm going to start at the offensive line next practice." He said, "Really?" I said, you guys have been hinting towards it. Like, He said, "Okay." So, and ever since then.
Did you make the call, or did they tell you? Did you just say, "Listen, I'm going to start doing it"?
No, they just hinted towards it. I said,
"All right,
let's do
it." And you walked over to the coach and said, "I'm going to change."
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You almost made the Olympics throwing the discus.
Yeah.
You were third in the world at one point, right, in junior
age
category.
Yeah, World Youth Championships, right. 2011 France. I won a bronze medal, set a national record, and a world leading distance in 2011 Commonwealth Youth Games in Isle of Man. And then in 2012, I won the bronze medal again in Spain. So
There's a picture there of you. And obviously, you're probably 6'6", at least there.
Yeah.
You look young.
Was actually at national championship at
that
Oregon.
That was last year, then, or two years ago.
Yeah, but that one you saw me in the South African colors, I believe that was in Barcelona right after I'd won the bronze medal. I was about 235 there. Uh-huh. So
yeah, you look different.
Yeah.
Have you walked?
We all look different when we're that. Yeah. Right?
Have you walked away from discus? Are you finished? You think?
Right now, yeah. The thing about it is I can, after college, putting on pads again and trying to pick up football again, it's one of the most difficult things to do, to try to integrate yourself back into the NFL. So if I want a shot, this is my shot. But the discus I can always pick up, throw far, and drag some attention. They'll say, "Okay, we'll send you to this championship." So
it'll be a legend if you make it and they're playing, and all the TV announcers will say, "He didn't even know how to put on pads when he first came to the NFL." Is that true? I've read that.
100%. Yeah, my locker mate, Luca Bruno, I looked at the pads. Obviously, I knew which side of the helmet went on front.
Right.
But when I turned to my locker mate, I was like, "How do you put these pads on?" He said, "Wait, are you kidding?" I said, "No, I'm being serious, dude." He said, "Have you ever played football?" I said, "No." He said, "You're at a D1 Power 5 school and you never played football?" It's like, yeah, what does that mean? So I didn't know what Power 5 was at the time either, so... I mean, so he showed me how to put on my pads, and I mean, I got a ton of stories about that. They lined me up in slot. This was when I was still playing tight end, and they said, "Go block the corner." We were running a wide receiver screen. So I ran to the corner of the end zone looking for somebody to block. So it was pretty bad, man. It was pretty bad.
It's a long road.
I also lined up in a three-point at the slot side. So.
Oh, I got you. Yeah,
yeah, so it was
you have a book
in you. It was a rough
you.
Start.
If you yeah, make there's, this, there's a yeah. book in you here somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There's a
yeah.
lot of good stories in that one.
Great stories. Gerhard, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks
great
for
great
having me,
guys. Congratulations
here.
And good luck.
Best of
thank
luck
you.
To you.
Thank you very much.
Gerhard, did I say it right?
Gerhard.
Oh, that's better.
Gerhard DeBeer, Bills offensive lineman, undrafted rookie free agent from Arizona.